Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I know it's been a year-long hiatus since I recorded and or uploaded any podcasts. I'm sort of getting back into it. I've had a really crazy last year, and I just want to go over very quickly a couple things. One, this recording, I was having some technical issues, so I was not able to use my external mic. So the sound is a little poor, but I promise if you listen the whole thing, it's a great interview. And two, the other thing I want to go over is ever since the pandemic started, e-commerce online business has been blowing up. My business, it's never been better. And because of that, I want to reach out to you guys, my audience. As you guys know, the majority of my money comes from eBay dropshipping. And because I'm doing so well, I'm looking actually to partner with a few people out there. And all you really have to do is have an eBay account. You don't have to invest anything. You don't have to do anything. I do everything. I'm just looking for some people who have an eBay account I can partner with and grow my business, diversify, essentially use your account. I do everything, my employees, and I would just cut you in on the profit. So if you're interested, if you have an eBay account, all you need is that and an account with somewhat of a reasonably high limit. Shoot me an email at MikeDWorksOnline@gmail.com. Again, Mike D, the letter D, MikeDWorksOnline@gmail.com. Shoot me an email and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And now on to the episode. Welcome everyone to this week's episode of the E-commerce Quick Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Mike. And this week I have a very special guest. His name's Lior. He's from AutoDS. They are the drop shipping automation software. And the reason I wanted to bring him on this week is because back at the beginning of this week, beginning of this year, the drop shipping software I was using, Profit Scraper, recently went out of business. They decided to go in a different direction. In no relation to eBay or drop shipping or the business model, they just had other directions they wanted to go as far as software. And I was looking around, I was trying to find the right software, a good fit. And me being very anal, I basically went over and I've tried a bunch of other softwares, but I wasn't really very happy. There's a lot of decent softwares out there, but no great softwares, no softwares that encompass everything, have good customer service that is always up. The stock and tracking works well. And so ultimately I was going around YouTube, I was going around Facebook, all the different forums online, and I found AutoDS, and it had the best reputation. And of course, I was expecting a high price to go along with it. I was actually very surprised that they're right along about in the middle of what the pricing is. So obviously, this business is to make profits. You're always concerned about that. So ultimately, I used AutoDS. I've used them for the past 6 or 7 months. I've been very, very happy. It was kind of a rough start. I was having some troubles, but I realized that there was a lot of user error on my end, but I was connecting with their customer service probably too much. They probably got mad at me, but they got back to me immediately every single time. Even one instance, I contacted the lady I was dealing with, and it was a Saturday evening, and she got right back to me and said, "Hey, I don't work Saturday evenings. Do you mind waiting until Monday?" And I thought that was fabulous that she just got on and stayed connected with me. So that's basically the reason I wanted to have Lior on. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Sorry, I've done that before. I've interviewed people, and halfway through, right at the end of the interview, they said, "You know, my name's not even that. I had a completely wrong name." But anyways, thanks a lot for coming on and joining us for about an hour on the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me here today, Mike. And thank you for all of the compliments.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you and your team deserve it. And I'm not one to blow smoke up people's ass. So I really do mean all of that. Let's start out. How did you... let's just start out who you are, where you're from, how you got into drop shipping, just kind of a very high 30-foot view of your past, if you don't mind.
Okay, so my name is Lior, as you said. By the way, it's an Israeli name, so a lot of people confuse it, so it's really fine that it wasn't clear. I live in Israel. My business partner or CTO lives in the United States, in Denver. I started with the dropshipping around 11 years ago, when I was 14, by the way. Yeah, I think that the word dropshipping wasn't even existing at this time. And I started basically by mistake. Like, what happened is that I wanted to buy a new cell phone. So I went to one of the sites that I used to buy from, a Chinese site, which called tinydeal.com. And I searched for this phone there. It was a new one. And when I found the phone there, I decided to check how much will it cost on eBay. And I saw much higher price on eBay. So at this time, I decided to try and list and just copy the product from tinydeal.com to eBay. And within something like 3 hours, I sold this product with $30 or $40 profits. So this was my first experience with dropshipping 11 years ago.
Holy cow. Wow. That's definitely... You're kind of like the creator. I had one other guy I've talked to that's told me the same thing. He went on to sell some sunglasses, or he saw a pair of sunglasses he saw, and it was a much higher price. So he went back to the store that he bought it from, a 7-Eleven, and took a picture of it, put it up. It sold by the time he woke up the next morning, and then he had to run back to the 7-Eleven, grab the pair, and now he was kind of off to the races. From there. But so you start when you're 14, which I don't even know if that's legal. It's not, I don't think it is in the US. Who cares though? What happened from there?
So I started the first eBay store. At this time I started to sell cell phones and electronic devices on eBay from this Chinese site, from tinydeal.com. After some time, I created my first e-commerce store, which was a store for selling electronic cigarettes in Israel. And then I started to improve my knowledge in computers, in development. I developed some sites for people and some programs for people, and this is how I get into the development, like programming, software development. And after some time, a friend of mine came to me and my partner and said that she finished a dropshipping course here in Israel, and that she see that they recommend a tool that doesn't really work, and she asked us to create a small tool for her. So we created this tool for her, and then we asked ourselves, why not to take this tool and starting to create a dropshipping empire, like to create many stores for ourselves, just using our self tool, which was finding products for us, fulfilling the orders, making the price and stock monitoring, and just list a lot of products in our stores. At this time, it was super easy and grow like this. So basically, this is how Autodia started. We took this tool, started to really get traffic to our stores. This was my first time dropshipping from Amazon to eBay, because we created the tool based on Amazon. And then after a few months that we had the tool, we went to a conference here in Israel, and we showed this tool to some people, and they asked us, why don't you share this tool with others? Like, does a great job, it looks good, so why only you using this tool? And we decided at this time that maybe we really should try to bring some big customers and share this tool with them, and work only with big customers, because it will not take us a lot of time. It worked well, but after some time I decided that what more interesting for me is to really build a company that gives value to people, and not only to stick with dropshipping. And we asked ourselves if we can really help to more people, why not to really publish this tool only also for beginners. And this is how we went to market around 4 years ago.
Oh, wow. So when did you actually start drop shipping from Amazon onto eBay? Was that about the same time, about 4 years ago or five?
Yeah, so it was around 5 years ago. We started to develop the tool. After 1 year, it was already, you know, like a ready tool because both of us are developers. So software developers, so we created the tool, and after 1 year we released it. But the Amazon dropshipping, they started really like 5 years ago, and before that I did dropshipping only from Chinese suppliers.
Okay, so you basically started the same time as me. I started in 2016 ish and yeah actually just for you guys that are listening, that I know some of you drop shipped and some of you that are thinking about drop shipping on eBay, the importance of Lior's software, there's a number, and we'll get into this. I was going to ask him, but it's not just to automate it, which is important, but it's just the simple fact, I guess technically it is the automation, but the importance is, to me, is the stock monitoring and the price monitoring. Because when I started out initially, I didn't even know there, back in 2016, I didn't know there was software. So I started uploading things from Home Depot, hearing they're a very good source. And I started selling stuff, and I went to fulfill it that next Monday, and half the items were out of stock. And so I realized the importance of not just software that automatically updates stock and price, but that does it well. Because there are softwares out there that I've used. Let's just say some are better than others. And it's a good way to get you to lose money quickly and or get your account shut down. So that's the importance, in my opinion. There's other benefits, obviously, of this automation software. But so great. Yeah, I mean, I really like your software. I was going to talk about this later on, but let me ask you now, just out of curiosity, sort of side subject. When I search other sellers of that dropship on eBay, I see it seems like half of the sellers, Israel is a very small country population-wise. It looks like almost half of the sellers are from Israel. Do you know why that is, or is it just in my mind?
Okay, it's an interesting question.
Do you know?
I don't know why it happens, but it's not only the sellers. Like, there are also like maybe more than half of the tools are from Israel. The biggest market research tool owner is also Israeli guy. Cashback sites are coming from Israel. It's crazy. And we did also a lot of dropshippers. Now, I don't really know why it happens. It's something I don't know. Like, you know, Israel called like a startup nation. Like, in cases of if you check the amount of startups per population, it's the second after the Silicon Valley. But maybe it's also somehow connected. I'm not sure. There are a lot of dropshipping schools in Israel, courses, stuff like that, but I guess that in the US also there are a lot of YouTubers and stuff. So, but by the way, I see that US is growing a lot now in terms of dropshipping. Now we have like maybe over 60% of our users are from the US, not from Israel.
Well, but still, population-wise, that's pretty amazing. That says a lot about the technology and the entrepreneurialism in Israel, I would say. I'm just it's great to have someone from Israel to talk to that drop ships, because I keep seeing like Israel, 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 America, Israel. It's just like, it's crazy. I always wonder. Yeah.
Well, population-wise, it's true. Yeah, I don't, like... Like one of two people in Israel, if you ask them, I think they will know what is dropshipping. It's crazy.
That's crazy. So when I was doing some research, I was doing some research yesterday on you in prep for this podcast. And not only do you drop ship yourself and you run software that has multiple thousands of users and successful, but you also run, am I correct, 35 actual independent eBay stores themselves? Is that correct? Where does that fit into this? Is that just are those to test for the software? Are those actually to run as a separate business? Where does the 35 stores fit in?
So to be honest, the only reason why I run these stores is to stay connected to the market, because what brings us to be the tool in the quality that we are right now is the viz that I am, as the owner of the tool, doing dropshipping. Like, I'm a dropshipper by myself. And we're also writing it in our About Us page from dropshippers to dropshippers, because I can really research new strategies. I can really see what works and what doesn't work. If I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't really know what the users need. Like, I can send surveys to the users and see how they work with the tool and what they use or don't use, or just interview people. But I feel that when it comes from me, I can really bring new stuff to the market, like new strategies, new ideas, see that the tool really works well and not just hear from the users when something goes wrong. So this is why I manage it, the stores. Like, it's not different business. We have virtual assistant who run all this business, but the reason for this is really to test strategies.
That makes a ton of sense because I've used softwares from other individuals that don't drop ship themselves. And I think you can still run a software that when you don't actually drop ship. But the problem I notice is they wait until a number of users complain about something, something API changed on Amazon's side or whatever the situation is. It usually takes them a little time to fix it. I've noticed with you guys, I'll notice an issue and I won't even contact you guys and the software is changed or fixed or like the buy page for a product has changed and it'll get update or fixed within like 12 hours, which I think is amazing. I think that's a testament to the fact that you run those stores. I think it's very smart. It, not just a business move. It just makes a lot of sense, especially since you connect with us fellow drop shippers. Another question I wanted to ask you, and it's kind of relevant because this just happened to me. I was on vacation last few weeks and one of my stores got shut down. I got the MC011. It's not a new store. It's been up, has like 5,000 reviews. And I appealed it and they basically gave me the big zero. And I noticed a lot of people that happened to. And it's just ironic for me because it seems like whenever I go on vacation, I have business problems. So those of you guys who think it's all roses and unicorns, unfortunately it isn't always. But my main store's, been rock and rolling, knock on wood for 5 years. So that's great. But have you seen a lot of MC011? And for those of you guys who don't know, that just basically eBay potentially shutting down your store for one reason or another. Have you seen a lot of them lately? And if so, what do you think is causing it?
Yeah, so MC011 is one of the, it's not one, it's the most popular suspension on eBay. It happens because, from my experience, and that's what I'm always trying to explain to people, like, people are coming and saying, I fulfilled all my orders, so I did everything right. And then when I check their messages on eBay, and see, I see that their response times to the customers are very long. They don't respond to cases. They don't respond to returns. So basically, maybe what happened to you is because you went to a vacation and then it took you more time to respond to people's questions or returns or cancellations, cases and stuff like that. So Mostly, this is the main reason for MC011, bad customer support or customer experience. That's from my experience. And the second option is growth. If you grow too much, eBay will want to ask you some questions and verify your account, and mostly will not really get a chance to back from that. So I recommend people that when they grow too much and too fast, so to increase the prices a bit, to increase the profits per sale instead of increasing the amount of sales, or to work with more expensive products to get less sales and more profits. So this is the second reason. The first one is bad customer experience, and the second one is fast growth. That's from my experience.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. My situation, I think, was I'm not sure about my situation because I have virtual assistants that run everything. And I actually had a buddy of mine who had the same situation. You know, he has, let me step back a minute. Most cases where the MC011 happens, I 100% agree with you. It's lack of customer service. You're absolutely right. Or the rapid growth. I was just sort of pinpointing mine, and also now I think about a buddy of mine's because he's had the same thing. He's at the same store for a couple of years and no growth, no customer service issues. I don't know what happened, to be honest with you, but I do think most of the situations are exactly what you say. I just didn't know if you'd seen a lot of them in the past, say in July. Have you seen a uptick in them? I saw a lot of social media posts in July. It seems a lot of people were getting hit. Did you see that at all?
So that's also something crazy. First of all, there are some magics that happens on eBay that you cannot really explain. But except this, from my experience, I don't know why it happens, but March, July, and the beginning of Q4, every year it's the same situation and more people are getting suspensions and problems with eBay. Why it happens, I don't know. Maybe they have like kind of checks at this time, or I don't know, but July, the beginning of Q4, and March are more usually harder months for dropshippers or eBay sellers in general. So basically what it means is that at these times you need just to be more on your stores and see that the customer experience is even better than usually. But we already passed most of these times in this year. And the Q4 is coming, so it's good.
Right. Right. No, that's, and I don't want to bring this up to listeners to scare you away. I mean, like I said, I have multiple stores, and this is the first time I've ever got hit on one of them. So it's just part of doing business. It's actually a lot more rare as long as you do exactly what Lior says, grow slowly and give customer service. It's just every once in a while you get hit. But anyways, let's move on. So I wanted to just ask you a brief question or two, just out of curiosity. For those listeners that are more looking on the business side of AutoDS, the actual running the business of AutoDS, besides the eBay dropshipping side, how big is the business? And you can give whatever numbers you feel comfortable with, but how many customers do you have? How many employees do you have? Where are they located? They all in Israel? They around the world? What tell some stats about AutoDS as you as the CEO.
Okay, so first of all, AutoDS is a remote company, and this is our DNA. The reason for this is because we show to the users that, to the members that, you know, you can work from everywhere, and that dropshipping comes to save you time and give you more time with your family and for the things that you love to do. And this is why we also automate most of the tasks, just to save people time. And this is why our company is also remote. So in Autodesk, we are 50 people right now. These 50 people are located in some different countries. And we have people from Israel, Ukraine, United States, UK, Greece, Philippines, Morocco, what more? India. So like Finland. So we have people from 9 countries right now. We had also from Poland. And I think this culture is something like before the COVID-19, it was weird for people. Now most of the companies are working this way. And even the biggest companies in the world, like Facebook, Google, said that their people will keep working from home for now. And because people are understanding that this is something that really works and really comfortable, and all what you need to do is to know how to manage it at the right way. And for this, we use different tools like Zoom, of course, but also we have Asana to manage our internal tasks, because if you don't have something like that for a remote company, it will just not work. This is most of our communication, using the tasks on the Asana tool, for example. We use internal messages app, which is called Slack, just to communicate inside the company. So you have their, it's like WhatsApp, you have their groups for marketing, for customer support, for team leaders, and this way it's really comfortable. So that's how we work in terms of remote. Most of the people, now less, but let's say up to like before half year ago, because from then, since then we had a huge growth. But before that, most of the employees in Autodesk were customers in Autodesk before that. So most of them are dropshippers. I'm talking about customer support and marketing. In terms of users, right now we have around 8,000 customers in Autodesk. For eBay.
Wow.
Yeah. And recently we released the AutoDS for Shopify. It was like 1 week ago, so we just started, but we plan to get even bigger results there. Let's see.
Wow, that's bigger than I even thought. That's pretty amazing. eBay dropshipping is really really taking off. I will say for you guys listening, thinking about using or getting into eBay dropshipping, a lot of, this is just the cold hard truth through my experience. There's a lot of people that want to be entrepreneurs that want to, you know, an easy button. They want to just click it and make money. And this business isn't it. It's definitely a lot easier than say Amazon FBA or Shopify through Facebook ads and whatever. Those are all legitimate business models and they definitely work. This is the quote unquote the easiest, but there's a lot of people that get in, unfortunately end up quitting for one reason or another. They didn't realize how much work it is or whatever the reason is. But if you, this is what I always say, and you can let me know if you agree or disagree. If you find a business model, you go online, you like, for example, you join Lior's Facebook group, AutoDS Facebook group, or his YouTube channel under the same name. And there's not just him. There's a number of guys and gals out there that talk about eBay dropshipping. If you stick with it for 12 months, because there are ups and downs, in my opinion, most people will have quit. And if you just stick with it, and you educate yourself, you're almost guaranteed to find a profitable business. Now, profitable, you know, that it depends what you consider profitable. I'm not going to say you're going to, you know, you're not going to be one of these brand new Ferrari buyers in 12 months or even a couple of years maybe. But It definitely is a business that works. What would you say about that as far as sticking with it for 12 months?
So I'm absolutely agree with you. There are some gurus, courses, and people who said it like make easy money online. It's not easy money, and there is no something like easy money. Otherwise, everyone would do that. But I think that this business model is the business model where you need the lowest initial investment in both money and time. You still need to understand that you need to invest time on it. I cannot really say numbers, but let's say if you really stick with 3 hours a day for 1 year. So yeah, I totally agree with you and you will get results for sure. But one mistake that I see that people are doing is that they are trying to jump between different gurus and different strategies, and then they find themselves really quick out of the business because the motivation goes down. So if you start, you need to really find someone who you trust and just follow their strategy, give it some time, and I'm sure that within, as you said, 1 year you will find that the business is really profitable. Now, 1 year is not the minimum. Like, it can come even after 1 month, and I know cases when it comes even after 3 days. So it really depends on you, but if you stick with it and you stay consistent, you will make money from this.
Yeah, I agree. And I didn't want to, I probably me misspeaking. I didn't mean it would take a year. That was actually, well, we'll just say that basically, yeah, for me, I was making money after a month when I started. All of my stores actually made money. Well, most of them. I mean, sometimes I would immediately hire VAs, and so I was technically losing money. But I was making money from other stores, so I was funding it that way. But if you run it correctly and slowly as you should, it should be profitable pretty quickly. I do want to very briefly touch on what you said about finding this guru and then that guru. The sexy part of business is the idea of making a lot of money or being your own boss or being location independent. I totally agree with that. But the problem is when you jump into, say, eBay drop shipping, after a couple months, you realize, well, this is actual work. It's a business, which is just true with anything. But the great thing about it is you can outsource that fairly quickly. So you're not doing all the day-to-day jobs that are monotonous. But the problem that I've actually had friends that wanted to get into business, they've got to this business and then a few months later, like, okay, great, it works. Now I want to start this other thing. It's just like you said, it's jumping business to business. I had to reel them back in. And I'm like, buddy, listen, just trust me, stick with it. You're getting, we call it shiny object syndrome. And we're all susceptible to it. I mean, we've all been there. I've been a career entrepreneur my whole life. Trust you me, I find myself going down the same path. But if you just stick with one thing, you focus on it, the chance of your success is great.
It's same with everything in life, you know, like it's same as gym. If you like starting to go to gym and you switch plan every day or you just stop going, nothing will happen. I wanted to add one more thing here. I just searched now on our Facebook community because we had a poll like 1 month ago about how much time did it take you to get your first dropshipping sale. And if I see now the results, so 38 people said that it was within the first 24 hours up to 5 days. Then 9 people that it was within 10 days and 4 people that it took them 20 days. So like more than 80% of the people are getting their first sale within up to 5 days.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. And actually, guys, eBay is a very, to be frank, they're very unpredictable. They're constantly changing. That's a good and a bad thing. It means you have to adapt your business model sometimes. But the good thing about this, it also means other people who aren't motivated will quit. So I have friends that drop ship, and I keep telling them every time they get kicked in the teeth by eBay, I'm like, that's, you know, it sucks. We'll get to adjust a little bit. And sure as, you know, the day is long, you start seeing your sales go up because other people quit that just don't want to adapt. And like I said, I've been profitable, meaning in the black, since 2016. And actually I had, and this is very, I don't want anyone to think that this is abnormal. It's very abnormal. But in the peak of COVID, I made, this is profit, not sales, profit. I made $30,000 in 1 month. Now, I highly suggest, I don't want you to think you'll make that. That's, I think that was an anomaly. And that was a time where everyone, I have a big store and also everyone had to buy online. So that's not a realistic number. I don't want anyone to think that, you know, oh, Mike said I'll make 30 grand. That's very unlikely. My numbers are a lot smaller than that on the average, but it can happen. I mean, you can have great months. And that was, you know, just, we got very lucky. And what were the numbers like as far as sales and Auto DS, as far as numbers, say total sales over COVID? Did you see a huge spike? I assume you did.
Yeah, I posted also a post about this on my personal networks. So if you check the graph of AutoDS sales in the first 3 months of the COVID, so it was doubled. It was crazy. And if you check the post that the CTO of Shopify posted, for example, it was the same graph as AutoDS. Like, it's crazy. All of the e-commerce sales just doubled within this 3 months. Not 3 months. It's 1 month. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I don't want this to go too long, but I do have a couple more things to ask you. Why don't you go over just briefly? So AutoDS, I know you're shifting in addition to eBay to Shopify as well, but why don't you just give a very brief overview of the automation that AutoDS does to your eBay drop shipping? Like, what tasks are neat that you would traditionally do manually, but this software does for you to save you time?
Sure. So first of all, I would split AutoDS as a company to, let's talk for now about the tool. So AutoDS is a tool for two different sectors. The first one is the automation, and the second one is the all-in-one. So let's start from the all-in-one. So in terms of all-in-one, what we try to do is to really help people to have everything they need for their eBay dropshipping businesses in one place. So the first part is the AutoDS Finder, which is a tool that scans over 40,000 different dropshippers and adding their top-selling products to our database, and then we offer it to our customers to list it to their stores with a click of a button. And in terms of automation here, you can schedule it to be listed into your store every day at 6 p.m. Eastern time, for example, because that's the best time to list new products to eBay. Then you have the lister, which is one of the main parts of the tool, which is a tool where you can put a link to any of the products of any of our support suppliers, which are more than 10 different suppliers, and it will copy the product as is from the supplier to your eBay store. Plus, it will put a beautiful template for the product and put the right pricing so you can really make profits out of these sales. And you can do that in bulk or regular upload. If you do it in bulk, so you just put list of different product IDs, and with a click of a button, all of these products will be listed to your store. After that, it goes to the price and stock monitoring, which is, as you said, the most important part for every dropshipper, because basically you can list the products manually. You can go, copy the images, copy the title, copy the description, build the template, and it will take you a lot of time, but you can do that manually. For price and stock monitoring, it means that if the price changes on the supplier side, it will also change the price on your eBay store according to your profit margins. Same for stock. If the product goes out of stock, it will change the stock in your store too and take it out of stock. When it's back to stock, it will take the product back to stock so you can keep selling. Then we go into the orders, so it will show you all of your orders from all of your stores together in the AutoDS platform. It will fulfill the orders for you automatically, so when order comes from Amazon or AliExpress, it will go to the supplier, log into your Amazon or AliExpress account, and send the order directly to your customer. Then it will update the tracking number when you got it from the supplier, and send three messages to the buyer. And then the last part, and this is really about the all-in-one, is that you can also manage all of your customer support directly from the system. So you can answer your cases, cancellations, messages, create messages templates, and send them with the click of a button. And basically that's all. One thing that I like also about the automation is that it also helps you to stay out of the competition. So if you have a product that sells well, it will try to increase the price of this product according to your configuration until it stops selling. When it stops selling, it will start decreasing the price automatically every few days. So this is something that I saw that increases the sales a lot for people. I love this feature. And basically that's all. So what we really try to do is to save time as much as possible and have everything in one place. I didn't really go over all of the features, but you know, it will take like hour to go over all of the features, but that's the main parts of it.
Awesome. Yeah, I just want to clarify a couple things in there for listeners. The customer service aspect, you're still going to need to manually answer questions and do customer service stuff, but they're, the software, I actually don't use that aspect of the software just because my VAs are used to working directly on eBay, but it gives all the access to the customer service related needs in the software. So you still have to read someone's email and, you know, maybe you'll have a built-in script how to respond. But another thing, the increased price that you talked about, say if your product sells a lot, it'll slowly increase the price to maximize profit. That, admittedly, I don't use, but I probably should because I have some items that sell a lot. And occasionally I'll go and look at my competition and say, I'm selling them for $40. My lowest competition is 45. I've seen that multiple times. So if I had that turned on AutoDS, you know, I'm giving up $5 per sale, where this software would automatically bring it up to the point of what the my competition is. So that is definitely something that I need to look into because I've seen multiple times I'm leaving money on the table. And also I want to touch on one thing the AutoDS has that some software sort of has, but a lot don't, is the ability, like you said, to find, they scrape other eBay sellers, find products they sell, and then they automatically find them and you upload them into your store. I actually have on my store, it's about 40% where my virtual assistants found products and they've optimized titles. About 60% where I actually used your software to upload a bunch. I would probably recommend if you're starting out with a smaller store to manually go through and find other eBay sellers who have hot selling products and then copy the title and the ASIN and use the AutoDS software to upload it. And then once your store is bigger, I would use the fully automated system. That's just personal what I would do. I don't know what your customers do. I imagine it would work either way. But that's the great thing about this business. There's 100 different people. Everyone does it a little different. And, you know, it seems to work as long as, you know, the person knows what they're talking about.
I'm with you here. Even though that this service is paid, I also, like for us, the most important part is that the people will succeed, because if they succeed for the long term, so they stay more time with us. So I totally agree with it. For beginners, it's better to go and research manually and find the top selling products that are really the top selling that you could find, and list them using the tool, but without the automatic finder. For people who really have limits on eBay and can list more products, so yeah, for them, this tool is better. That's my opinion too.
Cool. Yeah. I just want to end with one last, this kind of a little bit off topic, but not really, before we end the podcast. And I really do appreciate you coming on. I know we had some technical difficulties in the beginning, and I apologize for that. You're very gracious to wait for me. So what is your opinion on the managed payments? So for those of you guys who don't know, there was eBay and there's PayPal, and PayPal would always process all the, eBay would do the sale, and then PayPal would process the money. And at least for US sellers, at the second or third and fourth quarter this year, they're moving over to managed payments. So eBay's actually managing the payments themselves, or they have connection with another company that helps them do it. And I noticed when my store just got moved over last week, I believe. And it looks like right now they are only moving over US sellers to managed payments for now. And the big issue I've seen in forums and speaking to people is having a US bank account and some sort of legal entity behind it. What has been your experience as far as non-US eBay accounts that you are seeing, and any pluses or minuses that come along with managed payments?
So the thing is that here in Israel, you don't really feel it, because for now it's really only for the US people. But I made a research about it and tried also to use it for some stores that we have for American entity. It looks good. It can decrease a bit maybe the fees, but we still, you know, that it looks like it will decrease. But we don't really know until some time pass, and then we will be smarter. But it looks fine. Like, you know, it's a bit big question for people who use stealth accounts and accounts that are not on their names. For them, it may be a bit more complicated. And this is a question that I get from a lot of people, what to do in this case. But for people who work, you know, with a real entity, bank accounts and everything, it shouldn't be a problem. I think it's even good, because you have less things that can go wrong now. In the past, you could have your PayPal locked or your eBay locked, and now you have everything in one place, so it less risks. So yeah, I think it's fine.
Cool. Well, Leo, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the podcast today. And guys, this isn't a Auto DS promotion. I'm not, you know, I'm getting no kickbacks. There's no affiliate links or anything. I reached out to him because of, well, I was restarting up the podcast, and I've had a good experience. And, you know, I want to share the tools I use with you guys, especially since I've, you know, talked about Profit Scraper so much in the past, and people probably are like, what the heck, they're not even in the business anymore. But I did want to talk about it, and, you know, I wanted Lior to kind of give his side of the software, and I thought he's an interesting guy, and he's, you know, like you said, he has 8,000 customers and 50 employees around the globe. So I thought that's pretty amazing, not just from the drop shipping aspect, but from an entrepreneurial business standpoint. It's pretty impressive. If people want to find out more about you or your software, where should they go?
So we spend a lot of efforts. Basically, I'm doing it by myself because it's really important for me on our YouTube channel. So it's autods.com/YouTube, or just go to YouTube and write there AutoDS. We have also our Facebook community that helps to a lot of dropshippers, and it also has a huge growth right now because we really trying to help people there to succeed. So it's AutoDS Dropshipping Community on Facebook. And basically, that's our main channels. Can I say something about the software registration?
Yeah, absolutely. Please.
Okay, so if someone wants to try the software, you can go to autods.com, and we offer a 7 days trial, including automated orders, 400 hot selling products, and up to 10,000 listings for the trial. And that's all. We will be really happy to see more people coming from here.
Yeah, well, great, man. Yeah. And guys, I really think that right now is the optimal time to get into drop shipping. Just online business in general. It doesn't have to be eBay drop shipping. It could be any online business. But I've really seen a huge growth in my business. Obviously, Lior has too. It's never time. Sales have always been kind of shifting online, but right now, you have a lot of people who weren't buying online that were forced to buy online in the last 6 months. And I think it's going to be very sticky. They're going to, whether they're just scared to go out to a store and they'd rather buy online, or whether they just realize how easy it is, especially for older buyers who have been a bit reluctant. I've seen a big uptick in what appears to be, at least just based off some communications, older buyers, and older buyers have a lot of money. So it's a great time. Check out his software. Check out the YouTube channel. Don't just check out him. Check out everyone.
I'm pretty excited to see.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I had a lag. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said that I'm pretty excited to see also what will happen. You said that now it's a good time. So I'm pretty excited to see what will happen on Q4 of the COVID-19 year. Because now the sales are crazy, and now also the Q4 is coming. So if someone wants to get sales quickly, it's an amazing time right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I meant to cut off right there, but it made me think of something. It's really important I want to throw in. There's been in the past, I know you guys will see, there's been a lot of talk about API use or non-API use. That just simply means whether the software connects to your eBay store directly or kind of through a backdoor. They offer both, but I want to say I use direct API, so it connects to my eBay store. eBay knows I use AutoDS, and they're not suppressing listings like they used to, at least not as much. I noticed earlier this year they reduced once they got rid of the CEO. Amazingly, it was about the same time they stopped suppressing drop shippers that use software, API directed software, at least as much as they, not as much as they used to. So it's definitely a good time to get in. If you're scared of that, he has non-API as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, both options are working. We offer both of them because, everyone has his own strategy. So we just prefer to give both of the options to people. Cool. I'm using mostly API for all of the stores.
And you're profitable on that, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so there you go. I use it. A couple buddies that I'm close with at Dropship, they use it. He uses it. So for those that, everyone has their own options and ways they do it, and no way it's necessarily right or wrong, but if you want to do the API, it definitely works. So anyways, guys, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of the E-commerce Quick Tips podcast. Thanks, Laura, for coming on. And remember, when it comes to automating your eBay drop shipping business store through software, there's always an option. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the end. It was a great episode. I just want to shoot this outro really quick to remind you guys, if you do have an eBay account and you have a sizable limit, I am looking for a few people to partner with to build, run a profitable eBay business four. Again, there's no investment. I do everything. All you have to do is have an eBay account with a sizable limit. And if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, why don't you reach out to me? Just shoot me an email at mikedworksonline@gmail.com. Again, that's Mike, the letter D, worksonline@gmail.com. And tell me what your limit is, and I'll shoot you back an email as soon as I can. Thank you very much, and catch you guys next week on the next week's episode.